As Moses represents the law.
我们进入神预备的迦南美地，不是凭着行律法。
The ability to enter into the land of Canaan is not because you abide by the law.
那是因着信。
But rather your faith.
所以摩西啊，没有进入迦南地，他就死了，神把他娶回了。
Therefore, Moses passed away even before he was able to go into the land of Canaan.
当然这是有关于神救恩的一个预表。
Of course, this is a prefiguration of the salvation of God.
我们没有办法靠着行律法来得救。
We cannot be saved just by abiding the law.
但是我们知道律法的纲要就是十条诫命。
And we know that the significance of the laws is condensed into the Ten Commandments.
十条诫命里面分两个部分。
And also these Ten Commandments are divided into two categories.
第一诫到第四诫啊，是关乎神的事情。
From First Commandment to the Fourth Commandment is in regard to the matters of God.
第五诫到第十诫是关乎人的事情。
And from Fifth Commandments to the Tenth Commandment is in regards to the matters of man.
所以在以色列百姓要进入迦南地之前，摩西啊就郑重的再次给他一个申告。
Prior to the Israelites' entrance into the land of Canaan, God has given this advice to Moses.
所以这个十诫啊，在出埃及记二十章里面呢、啊，就有记载。
And it's recorded in a book of Exodus.
就是从第一节开始。
Exodus chapter 20 verse 1.
到十七节。
Verse 1 to verse 17.
就谈到十诫的内容。
These are the contents of the Ten Commandments.
那在生命记第五章里面。
And also in Deuteronomy chapter 5.
就是摩西再次的来申告百姓。
And Moses once again over here reiterated the importance of the Ten Commandments to the people of Israel.
再次的来复述这个十诫。
And also he re-emphasized the Ten Commandments.
就是从《生命记》第五章第七节一直到二十一节。
Is that Deuteronomy chapter 5 from verse 7 to verse 21.
第一次这个十诫是神选召摩西上西乃山四十昼夜，神面对面跟他交谈。
This Ten Commandments were given to Moses over 40 days and 40 nights over at Mount Sinai.
然后把神一切的律例规条归纳为十条诫命。
And all of the laws of God were condensed into this Ten Commandments.
并且神亲自用指头把它写在石板上面。
And also as well, God used his own finger engraved the Ten Commandments on the tablets.
我们看出埃及记第三十一章。
Please turn to Exodus chapter 31.
十八节。
Verse 18.
出埃及记三十一章十八节。
Exodus chapter 31, verse 18.
耶和华在西乃山和摩西说完了话，就把两块法板交给他，是神用指头写在石板。这里提到这两块法板写的就是十条诫命，是神亲自用指头把它写在石板上面的。
It says here the Ten Commandments were inscribed by the finger of God on the tablets.
我们再看三十二章的十五节。
Let's turn to as well the chapter 32. 三十
二章十五节。
Chapter 32, verse 15.
摩西转身下山，手里拿着两块法板，这板 是两面写的，这面那面都有字。十六节
Verse 16,
是神的工作，字是神写的，刻在石板上。这是神把十条诫命亲自写在石板上面。
And God has written and also engraved the Ten Commandments on the tablets.
但是非常可惜，当摩西带着这个石板，就是十条诫命，下西乃山的时候。
But it was quite regretful that when Moses was heading down to the foot of the hill,
百姓因为摩西上西乃山四十昼夜没有下来，他们没有摩西的消息。
And because Moses was absent from the people of Israel for 40 days and 40 nights, and people couldn't find him.
也因为他们在埃及拜惯了偶像。
And because over at the land of Egypt, they were used to worship idols.
他们就争闹着要亚伦为他们造一个神来带领他们。
And they all asked Aaron to make an idol for them to worship.
所以亚伦呢就叫他们把他们家中女人的耳环金耳环全部摘下来交给他。
So Aaron told the women to bring all of their ornaments, the gold ornaments for him.
他就把它铸成一只金牛犊。
And then by using all these golden ornaments, they made into a golden calf.
把这个金牛犊当作神来跪拜他。
So they all worshiped this golden calf as if it's their god.
在那边唱歌跳舞，在那边作乐。
And they were singing and dancing and marrying.
所以当摩西要上西乃山的时候，神是在雷峰这个乌云当中来颁布的律法。
The Ten Commandments were given to Moses in the days of thunder and also cloud.
百姓都非常战惊的。
And people were very frightened.
竟然摩西四十天之后下来，他们竟然造了牛犊来敬拜牛犊。
It was quite shocking for Moses to witness his people after 40 days of absence and what they were doing.
摩西看到这种情形非常震怒。
And when Moses saw that, he was furious.
就把神交给他的这个法版把它摔碎了。
So he threw this tablets of stones to the people and it broke.
神也要降罚在这百姓的身上。
And God were to punish all these people.
但是摩西就为百姓代求。
Moses, at the same time, he supplicated for his people.
我们看三十二章。
Please turn to chapter 32.
第九节。
Verse 9.
三十二章的第九节，这里提到耶和华对摩西说。我这百姓真是应着景象的百姓。第十节
Verse 10,
你且由着我，我要向他们发烈怒，将他们灭绝，使你的后裔成为大国。十一节
Verse 11,
摩西便恳求耶和华他的神说，耶和华，你为什么向你的百姓发烈怒呢？这百姓是你用大力和大能的手从埃及地领出来的。十二节
Verse 12,
为什么使埃及人议论说他领他们出去是要降祸给他们，把他们杀在山中，将他们从地上除灭，求你转意，不发你的烈怒，后悔不降祸给你的百姓，求你纪念你的仆人亚伯兰以撒雅各，因为你曾经指着自己起誓说，我必 使你们的后裔像天上的星那样多，并且我所应许的这个全地必给你们的后裔，他们要永远承受为业。十四节
Verse 14。
于是耶和华后悔不将所说的祸降于他的百姓。我们这里看到这个摩西，他真的很伟大。
From this passage, we learn that Moses was indeed great.
他真的是大公无私啊。
He was a person who was very rational.
当百姓拜牛犊，神要把他们灭绝。
When God wanted to destroy the Israelites for their sins of worshiping the golden calf.
然后神要把这个应许归在摩西的后裔身上。
And the Lord wanted to turn the blessings to the descendants of Moses.
是神对摩西说，我要向他们发烈怒，把他们灭绝。
And God wanted to burn, use his anger to burn against them.
但是要使你的后裔成为大国。
And he wanted to make the descendants of Moses into a great nation.
啊，但是摩西没有想到，哇，这些应着景象的百姓该死。
But Moses did not think that all these stiff-necked people were deserved to die.
神把这个灾祸赠给他们，把他们灭绝之后，神应许的，哎，一切归在我的后裔，使我的后裔成为大国。
And after destructing all these people, Moses will be the only one who enjoying this blessings alone.
但是这个摩西真的大公无私啊。
But Moses was never selfish.
他没有考虑到自己的所得到的益处。
He wasn't thinking about his own benefits.
他反而为这些悖逆的百姓啊来恳求神。
But rather, he was supplicating for his people.
求神转意，不要发这个烈怒。
And ask God not to be angry and turn away from his wrath.
圣经里面提到几次提到后悔，这个后悔不是神认为做错事啊，乃是回求神啊，回心转意的意思。
There are several occasions when in the Bible it says that the Lord or God relented. It doesn't mean that God has regretted or he has done something wrong.
因为摩西的代求。
But rather, it's because of the asking of Moses.
神悦纳他爱的祷告，爱心的祷告。
And the Lord accepted his prayer of love.
就转意啊，不把所说的这些灾祸降给他的百姓。
Therefore, God did not bring upon his people the disasters.
所以神吩咐摩西啊，第二次啊，再凿出石板，拿到山上去。
So for the second time, the Lord instructed Moses to bring another pieces of tablets of stone on the mountain.
第一次这个石板所刻的这些十条诫命啊，是神自己用指头在石板上、石头上刻下来的。
The first tablets that were given to Moses first time were engraved by the fingers of God.
但是第二次不一样。
But it's different the second time.
我们看三十四章第一节。
Please read Exodus chapter 34, verse 1.
出埃及记三十四章第一节。
Exodus chapter 34, verse 1.
耶和华吩咐摩西说，你要凿出两块石板，和先前你摔碎的那板一样，其上的字我要写在这板上。摩西吩咐啊，耶和华吩咐摩西这一次石板是要摩西自己把它凿出来。
So this time around, the Lord wanted Moses to chisel out two stone. stone tablets like the first ones.
凿出来的石板要跟上一次神交给他的一样。
So it will be the same tablet as the first time.
然后神就要把其上的字，他重新啊要再写在这个板上面。
And the Lord will once again inscribe, the Ten Commandments on them.
这又给我们啊一个预表。
And this is a prefiguration for us.
第一次，神向他的百姓颁布的这个律法诫命。
The Ten Commandments that the Lord has first given to His people.
百姓是没有办法啊去实行的。
And the people weren't able to abide by them.
所以啊，第一次石板是摔碎了。
So the first tablets were broken.
第二次的石板是神要摩西自己把它跟第一次一样把它凿出来。神再把原来的十诫再重新再写上去。
On the second time, the Lord wanted him, Moses, to chisel out two pieces of stones, and so the Lord can inscribe the Ten Commandments on them.
这个就是预表旧约的律法没有办法成全，然后神就借着中保耶稣基督，自己被凿成石板。啊，来成全这个律法在他个人身上。
This prefiguration actually means that the first tablet signifies the Old Testament where the laws cannot be fulfilled. So in the New Testament, it symbolizes the new tablets which the Lord sacrificed himself, just like the new stones that have been chiseled out by Moses.
我们看罗马书第八章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章第
Romans chapter 8,
第三节
verse 3.
第八章第三节
Romans chapter 8, verse 3.
律法既然因着肉体软弱有所不能行，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案，使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。律法因为人肉体的软弱，没有办法去实行。
And the law was powerless to do, in that it was weakened by the sinful nature of people.
使神就差遣他自己的儿子成为罪身的形状。
Therefore, God sent His Son to come in the likeness of a sinful man.
做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案。
To be a sin offering, and so He condemned sin in sinful man.
主耶稣基督成为到世上来，他就被凿成这个罪身的形状，为我们的罪被受咒诅。
When Jesus came to this world, he's just like the stone that has been chiseled out. Therefore, he was crucified on the cross for the sake of our sins.
打破了他的身体。
And he broke his own body.
把律法成全在他身上。
And the law was totally fulfilled in him.
所以主耶稣说，我来不是废掉律法。
Therefore, Jesus said that I come not to renounce the law,
乃是要成全,
but to fulfill.
成全在他身上,
to fulfill in him.
所以今天我们在主的恩典当中，在新约里面，不是不必守律法。
Under the grace of God, it's not saying that we do not have to abide by the Ten Commandments.
而是把律法这个有碍于我们的这些字句规条要成全在主耶稣基督身上。
But rather, the essence of all these Ten Commandments, which is love, which we have to abide by.
看哥罗西书第二章。
Please turn to Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书第二章十三节。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 13。
你们从前在过患和未受割礼的肉体中死了，神赦免你们一切过患，便叫你们与基督一同活过来。十四节。
Verse 14。
又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们有碍于我们的字句，把它撤去，钉在十字架上。十五节。
Verse 15。
即将一切执政的掌权的掳来，就明显的给众人看，就仗着十字架来夸胜。十六节。
Verse 16。
所以不管是在饮食上面，或是节期、月朔、安息日，都不可让人来论断你们。十七节。
Verse 17。
这些原是后世的婴儿，那形体却是基督。保罗在这里得到神的启示。
So Paul has received the revelation of God over here.
知道旧约的律法，那些有碍于我们的这些字句规条，都把它成全在主耶稣基督十字架上了。
And all of this law and all these rules and regulations that have given forth have been crucified on the cross.
不是在神的恩典里面不必守诫命，不必守十条诫命，守律法，不是。
It doesn't mean that we live under the grace of God, so we do not have to abide by the law.
所以主耶稣一再的告诉我们，他来不是废掉律法，是成全。
But rather, Jesus said that he come, not to renounce the law, but rather to fulfill the law.
看马太福音第五章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章十七节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 17.
五章十七节
，Chapter 5 verse 17，
到二十节
，17 to verse 20，
莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。十八节
，Verse 18，
我实在告诉你们，就是到天地都废去了，律法的一点一画也不能回去，都要成全。十九节。
Verse 19。
所以无论何人废掉这诫命中最小的一条，又教训人这样去做，他在天国里要称为最小的。但无论何人遵行这诫命，又教训人遵行，他在天国里要称为大的。二十节。
Verse 20。
我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜过文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。文士法利赛人啊，他们啊，就是啊，遵行字句上律法所规定的一切。
Teachers of the law are those people who abide stringently to every single word that has been stated out in the law.
他们后来为了遵行神的律法，连字句规条上没有的，他们都这里一点那里一点，一直加，加了很多神所没有吩咐的，成为人的遗传在遵守。
And eventually they have gone to the extreme that they even added a lot of things that God has not instructed in the law.
是主耶稣很清楚告诉我们，律法的一点一画都不会去的。
Therefore, Jesus tells us very clearly over here that none of any of those, even the smallest letters or the least a stroke of a pen, that will never disappear from the law.
主来是成全，不是废掉。
The Lord is coming to fulfill, to accomplish, not to renounce or abolish.
把律法从字句提升到 精义。
So, he's trying to elevate, the essence of the law, right from the writing to it, writing itself, to actually to abide by our hearts.
把律法从属肉的成全在属灵的上面。
So that it will become a, spiritual law, from physical law.
所以在二十一节以下，主耶稣就谈了。
And from verse 21 and on, and Jesus talked about
律法规定不可杀人。
The law specified that one shall not kill.
凡杀人的难免呢受审判。
So for those who kill will be judged.
但是呢，主耶稣把他呢律法的精义啊提升了。
But then the Lord has elevated the essence of law.
不但不可杀人。
Not only that you cannot kill a person physically.
二十二节主耶稣说，只是我告诉你们呢，凡向弟兄动怒的，难免受审判。
But it says in verse 22 that, but I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment.
凡骂弟兄是拉家的难免啊，公会的审断。
Again, anyone who says to his brother Raca is answerable to the Sanhedrin.
凡骂弟兄是魔力的，难免地狱的火。
But anyone who says you fool will be in danger of the fire of hell.
这个拉加，这个魔力，也就是说。傻瓜笨蛋的意思。
So Raca actually means a fool or stupid.
也就是啊，藐视、看轻。
It is a way of looking down a person.
他就难免要受刑罚。
So for such person who makes such a comment will be punished for.
甚至啊，圣经说，恨人的，就是杀人。
The Bible even said that if you hate a person, it's as if you have killed the person.
律法的规定是不可杀人。
And the law specified that one shall not kill.
今天在新约里面不是废掉律法，反而是把它提升了，把它成全了，在更高级的品质上面。
So today we're not here to abolish the law, but rather to elevate it by abiding it through our spirit.
所以主耶稣在二十七节啊，甚至说，律法规定不可奸淫。
At verse 27, it says, "You have heard that it was said, 'Do not commit adultery.'"
二十八节，主耶稣说，只是呢，我告诉你们哦，凡看妇女、看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与他犯奸淫了。
At verse 28, but I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
一切罪恶的行动乃是由心发出。
And the source of all sins actually start from our hearts.
亚当夏娃所以犯罪，是因为魔鬼借着蛇来耸动，来挑起他肉体的情欲。
The reason why Adam and Eve sinned is because of the serpent who tempted and also started the desire in the hearts of Adam and Eve.
当这个亚当夏娃肉体的情欲被挑起来之后
，So when the desires in the hearts of Adam and Eve were aroused,
以前看这个善恶树上的果子啊。很平常，但是情欲一被挑起来之后，看的完全就不一样了。
In the past, it was not significant by looking at the tree of good and evil, but now when they have desires in them, suddenly this tree become interesting.
就看善恶树上的果子啊，悦人眼目，好做食物。
And then they were looking at the fruits of this tree, seems to be quite tasteful.
动了他的心。
Then the desire comes.
然后就采取行动了。
And then the action will follow.
就摘下神所禁止不可吃的善恶树上的果子，不但吃了，又给他的丈夫吃。
And then they have picked the fruit that has been told by God not to touch at all, and they eventually ate it.
人本来按神形象造的，神怎么会按他形象造一个犯罪的人呢？
And since men were made by the image of God, how can a man sin?
难道神是会犯罪的吗？
Are we saying that God himself sin as well?
因为人是按神形象造的嘛。
Because we are all made by the image of God.
那按神形象造的人为什么会犯罪？
And why do we why do all the people like us who were made by the image of God sins?
我们创世纪查经的时候都有谈过了。
And when we have Bible study on the book of Genesis, we have spoke about this.
人虽然按神形象造的，
even though we were made under the image of God,
但是神是灵，
but God is spirit.
人是神用尘土来按他的形象造的。
Men, however, are made from soil, and made by soil into his image.
人带着肉体。
And then we carry this physical body.
有肉体的情欲。
We do have the desire of flesh.
本来神赋给人这个情欲是好的。
At the beginning, this desire given to man were good.
哥林多前书第六章，保罗也提到，神给人有食欲。
First Corinthians chapter 6 is talked about the desire of eating.
所以我们会有饥饿感。
So that we always feel hungry.
我们就要有食物。
Then we urge for food.
我们吃得饱足，我们感到非常的满足。
So when we are full, we feel very very fulfilled.
可以享受这个口福。
And we also enjoy tasting the food.
也因为人有食欲，所以我们会找东西吃，然后来维持我们肉体的生命。
And because you have such a desire of eating, therefore you can sustain your life.
没有食欲，那你肉体的生命，你不想吃东西，那带着肉体没有吃东西，那你就生命就活不下去了。
And as a person, if you do not have a desire of eating, then you will not live.
是圣经说，食物为了肉体，为了肚子，肚子为了食物，但是这两样都要归于无有。
But the Bible says that even men are always pursuing food, and food is after man. But all these shall perish one day.
因为这个肉体用尘土造的，人犯罪之后，肉体仍然要归为尘土。
Because the body of man were made of flesh, made of soil, therefore, even though we sin, one day we shall become soil once again.
所以神不但给人食欲，神还给人性欲。
Not only God has given man the desire of eating, but also the desire of having sex.
所以在成长的过程当中，青年男女会互相恋慕。
Therefore, when a person grows up in adolescence, they will have a desire of trying to know the opposite sex.
然后按照神制定的婚姻，在夫妻生活上享受爱情。
And under the will of God, that one day these couples will shall come in under the name of God.
然后能够得到爱的结晶，把这个生命传承下去。
And then after they got married, one day they will have, they will continue on with the next generations.
是神使人有食欲、有性欲，本来是好的，是给我们人类的恩典。
So it is grace of God for us to have the desire of eating and also sexual desires.
但是魔鬼啊。就挑动人的情欲，让人呐、失去节制。
But devils always wanted to arouse our desires so that we will go out of control of our desires.
放纵肉体的情欲。
And it will go to the extreme and trying to do outside of your desires.
比如说食欲，我们是要有节制，结果没有节制， 暴食暴饮，结果虽然一时满足口欲，结果带来了祸患。
Take for example the desire of eating. Some people might overeat or overdrink, and then it brings about disaster.
不但没有维持肉体生命，反而带来了生命的威胁，失去了健康。
Not only it doesn't give you the health physically, it bring about sickness to you.
所以在今天呢，这个物质丰富的时代。不是因为人没有吃带来病痛，反而因为没有节制，食物过剩带来的很多是文明病，文明的疾病。
And in these days, where we live, is enriched with all kinds of food. We're never lack of any food. Therefore, it brings about a lot of sickness of the civilization.
高血压啦，心脏病啦，血糖过高啦。血脂肪过高了，尿酸过高了，很多这不是因为没得吃，反而呢是吃过头了，暴食暴饮了。
Some sickness, for example, like high blood pressure or high sugar level or high cholesterol, all these are just a few examples of the sickness of overeating.
所以我们说这是富贵病。
And all these are the sickness of the rich.
性欲也是一样，我们如果按照神配合的过一夫一妻的生活，夫妻呢恩恩爱爱就享受爱情。
It is the same with your sexual desire. If you live happily with your only one husband, one wife, that will be fine.
越过了神所制定的婚姻的制度，那一定就带来无穷的祸患。
But if you've gone beyond the boundary, then there will be disaster that will follow.
这是人按照神形象造的。为什么人犯罪？是因为人带有肉体的情欲。魔鬼呢，就是使人挑动人肉体的情欲，让人放纵，失去了节制。
And a question about why men still sin, even we were made out of the image of God, is because we do carry the physical desires that the devil always trying to arouse such a desire so that we can go out of control and sin.
所以因为人带着肉体的软弱，我们没有办法靠着律法来遵行律法来蒙神称义的。
And we have physical weakness that will never become righteous.
所以主耶稣来就为我们被找出来，然后打破他自己，把这个律法诫命成全在他身上。
So Jesus come, broke himself, chiseled himself, and to fulfill himself.
所以主耶稣说，律法的总纲就是爱。
And the essence of law is love.
整个所有的律法把它归纳十条诫命，十条诫命把它归纳两条，就是爱神爱人。
So all of the law were condensed into the Ten Commandments, and the Ten Commandments were divided into two categories, which one is to love God, and the other is to love man.
所以今天我们要行律法，就要靠着主耶稣所成全的，所给我们的爱。
So to practice the law today, we must do what is instructed by God is to love people.
因为律法的总结就是爱。
Because the essence of law is love.
看提摩太前书第一章。
Please turn to Book of Timothy, Chapter 1.
提摩太前书第一章。
Timothy Chapter 1.
第五节
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 5
提摩太前书第一章第五节
First Timothy chapter 5 verse 1
这里告诉我们命令的总归就是爱，这个爱就是从清洁的良心清洁的心，无愧的良心和无伪的信心 生出来的。
Excuse me, it's 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. The goal of this command is love which comes from the pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith.
啊，所以哥罗西书啊，三章十四节也提到，爱就联络了全德了。
In Colossians chapter 3, verse 14, it also says that it,
三章十四节。
If you have the love of God, then you are able to perform the virtues in you.
我们可以再看罗马书第十章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 10.
罗马书的十三章第八节。
Romans chapter 13, verse 8.
到第十节。
Verse 8 to 10.
罗马书十三章八节到第十节。
Romans 13, verse 8 to 10.
所以这里告诉我们，凡事都不可以亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常常以为亏欠，因为爱人就完全的律法。第九节
，verse 9，
像那诫命说：不可奸淫，不可杀人，不可偷盗，不可贪婪，或是别的诫命。都包在爱人如己这一句话了，因为爱是不加害于人，所以爱就完全的律法。所以我们啊，要紧的，我们要行完全的律法，就是要靠基督所成全的爱。
So in order to fulfill the law, we must practice the love of God.
爱才能够完全律法。
Then it's only love that can fulfill the law.
所以我们不行律法是不可以的，因为律法没有废掉。
So there's no reason why we should not abide by the law, because the law, never abolished.
那要行律法不是靠着我们的立志、我们的修行，而乃是靠着神的爱。
So to practice law is not only by our will, by our action, but it's by our love.
那我们要靠神的爱来施行律法，那我们就必须要明白基督的爱。
So in order to practice to fulfill the law by the love of God, then we have to first understand the love of God.
以弗所书三章十五节到十九节。
In Ephesians chapter 3, verse
十五节到十九节。
Verse 15 to 19.
我们必须不断的啊，跪在神面前向神祈求。
We have to always kneel before God to pray.
让我们因着信，使基督的爱在我们里面有根有基。
So that because of our faith, we'll be rooted in the Lord.
并且让我们能够明白基督爱是何等的长阔高深。
Then we can understand the immensity of the love of God.
那我们啊，明白神是怎么样的爱我们。
Then we can understand how the Lord has loved us.
那我们啊，能够被神的爱所激励。
Then we can be invigorated by the love of God.
我们才能够爱神。
Then we can love God.
才能够以神的爱去爱人。
Then we can love man.
所以哥林多后书五章十四节，保罗说：“基督的爱激励了我。”
So in the Second Corinthians chapter 5, it said, "The Lord, the love of God has enriched me."
因为他对神的爱啊。明白的非常的深入。
Because Paul understand very clearly the love of God.
啊，他说基督为了爱我，为我舍己，把命都舍去了。
He said the Lord laid down his life for the sake of me.
所以今天我活着，不是我在活，是基督在我里面活，因为我救了人，借着洗礼已经与耶稣基督同死同埋葬，死掉了。
So today, because the reason why I live is because the sake of God. If I die, it's for the sake of God as well.
今天我们活着是已经了。得到主耶稣重生的生命了，是主耶稣在我们里面呢活着。
So today we live because we have the life of Lord within us. We once again have His life.
看加拉太书第二章。
Please turn to Galatians chapter 2.
20节。
Verse 20.
保罗怎么说
？Let's see what Paul says.
他说我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且啊，我如今在肉身活着，是因为信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。所以他说他的旧人啊，老亚当啊，有罪的旧人借着洗礼已经和耶稣基督同钉十字架了。
So、the,
早就死掉了。
The old Adam in him has long crucified.
所以保罗在罗马书三章六章三节就说，如果没有与基督同时，就死的形状没有跟他联合，复活的形状就不能联合。
Therefore Paul in chapter 6 said thatIf he did not die in the image of God, then when he resurrects, he will not resurrect in the image of God.
我们信了主，旧人没有跟耶稣一起钉死，旧人还活着，当然了，就不能活出新的生命出来。
So when we crucify our life, if we did not crucify ourselves in the likeness of God, then we'll never fulfill.
所以保罗说，以前的我已经与基督一起钉在十字架上了。
So my past has already been crucified on the cross.
以前逼迫耶稣的那个扫罗啊，已经死了。
So for a soul who persecuted Jesus has died long ago.
他说现在活不再是以前的我，乃是基督在我里面活。
So for me to live today is because Christ is living in me.
所以神给他改名。信主之后他变成保罗，而不是在以前的扫罗了，扫罗早就死掉了。
So Paul's former name was Saul, and God has given him a new name, Paul.
他也因为信神的儿子在活。
So because he believed in the Son of God, therefore he relived.
所以说基督是这么的爱我。
And therefore he said the Lord has loved meSo much.
爱我爱到连生命都为我舍去了。
So he even laid down his life for the love for me.
所以保罗说，我们活着就应该为主耶稣活。
So Paul said that when we live, we have to live for the sake of Christ.
如果我们能够时刻的感受到主耶稣爱我
，If we can always feel that the Lord loves me,
那我们才能够。被主耶稣爱激励，我们才能够被激发出爱神的心出来。
Then we can be invigorated by the love of God. Then we will do things according to His love.
看约翰福音。
Please turn to Gospel of John.
14:21.
Verse 14, chapter 14, verse 21.
Hey.约翰福音十四章二十一节
John chapter 14 verse 21
有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且向他显现。主耶稣说，有了我的命令又遵守的，这个人是爱我。
Verse 21, it says, Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me.
他真正爱主，他一定啊会遵守主的命令。
So if he really or truly love God, he will abide by his law.
我们有没有爱主，就看我们有没有遵守神的命令。
So whether we love God or not, it all depends on how much we have abide ourselves by his commandments.
我们时刻刻都可以检验自己，我有没有爱主。
Such an examination can always be carried out any moment, whether you really love God.
我们有没有遵行神的命令。
Or whether we truly abide by his commandments.
我们就可以啊，检验出我们是不是爱主。
Then we can examine ourselves to tell whether we truly love him.
那我们有爱主的心。
Then we have the heart of loving God.
当然啊，我们就能够去爱人。
Then we can love people.
那律法的总结就是爱。十条诫命就是爱神爱人吗？
And then the essence of law is love, and the Ten Commandments were to love man and also love God.
我们有爱神心啊，能够以爱神心爱人，那我们就完全律法了。
So if we can love man with the love of God, then we can fulfill the law.
当然，神也怜悯我们，知道我们肉体上的软弱。
And God also understands our weaknesses.
所以神啊，主也特别啊应许是圣灵来帮助我们。
And God has given us the Holy Spirit to help us.
看罗马书第八章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章，我们刚才哈看第三节第四节哈。
We have read Romans chapter 8, verse 3 and 4 just now.
律法因为肉体的软弱不能行。
And because of weakness of our flesh, that we're not able to abide by the law.
所以神借着他的独生子耶稣基督成全救恩在十字架上。
So it's because of the Son of God that has fulfilled the salvation on the cross that we're able to do so.
这是神爱我们世人的表现。
And this is the manifestation of love of God for all mankind.
所以约翰福音三章十六节说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们，使我们信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
And the Gospel of John it says that the Lord has loved us so much that he evengiven up his son to lay down his life for the sake of our sin.
但是因为肉体的软弱，所以啊，没有办法来行律法。
And because of weakness of our physical body, we're not able to carry out the law.
不但接受主的救恩，得到重生的生命。
So through the life of God, we're able to be reborn.
更要紧的就是靠着圣灵来更新我们的生命。
But most importantly, we need the Holy Spirit to rejuvenate our spiritual life.
所以第四节说，使律法的义成就在我们这个不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的神身上。只要我们肯愿意顺从圣灵。
So as long as we abide by the Holy Spirit,
那我们就一定能够成就律法的义。
Then we can fulfill the righteousness of the law.
所以第五节说，随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人他就能够体贴圣灵的事。第六节。
Verse 6.
体贴肉体的结果就是死。
For those who go by their flesh, it will lead them to death.
那体贴圣灵的那是得到生命平安。
For those who go by the inspiration of Holy Spirit, they will live.
第七节说，原来一个体贴肉体的人他就是以神为敌的。
And for those who go by their flesh are against God.
他会体贴肉体是因为不服神的律法。
And the reason why they go by their flesh, because they are going against the law of God.
他也不可能服了，也不可能服。
And he will never be willing to go according to the will of God.
所以第八节说，因为并且啊，属肉体的人啊，不能得到神的喜欢。
And for those who go against the will of God will never be in favor in the eyes of God. So today we must obey the law, the commandments. So that we can carry out the Ten Commandments in our everyday life.
就是我们要不断地去思想神的爱，被神的爱激励。
We have to always think about the love of God.And to be encouraged by the love of God.
虽然我们有时候会觉得心有余力不足，
there often we feel very weak at times.
哎，神都知道我们的软弱的。
God knows that when we are weak.
所以我们啊，要不住的在神面前祷告祈求，被圣灵充满。
So we must continue to pray so that the Holy Spirit will fill in us.
能够体贴圣灵。
And then to go by the Holy Spirit.
不要让圣灵啊替我们担忧。
Don't let the Holy Spirit be anxious over you.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Do not put off the inspiration of Holy Spirit.
啊，那我们能够才能够被圣灵充满。
Then we can be filled with Holy Spirit.
哎，那我们能够体贴着圣灵，就会顺服着圣灵。我们能够体贴圣灵，就能够顺服圣灵。
When we go by Holy Spirit, then we will be led by Holy Spirit.
那我们就能够完全律法。
Then we can fulfill the law.
哎，所以要紧的，要把律法不是单单在字面上，乃是要把它成全在我们的心板上。
So the law is not only written on paper.But rather, it's engraved in our hearts.
看哥林多后书第三章。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.
哥林多后书第三章第三节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3.
你们明显是基督的信，借着我们把它修成的，不是用墨写的，那是用永生神的灵写的，不是写在石板上，乃是写在心板上。我们再看过来十八节。
Let's go on to verse 18.
十七节说，主就是那灵，主的灵在那里，那里就得到了自由。十七节。
Verse 17.
那十八节说。我们既然、能够敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，就好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。我们要活出神的形象出来，就是靠着圣灵。
So in order to live the image of God, we have to be dependent on the Holy Spirit.
圣灵好像我们啊，这个灵面的整容师一样啊。
The Holy Spirit is just like a plastic surgeon for us.
我在台南工作的时候
，When I was working in Tainan,
有一个姐妹，她是患了非常严重的糖尿病。
There was a sister who suffered from very serious diabetes.
来信主之后，竟然神怜悯，让他完全痊愈了。
And she was totally healed after becoming one of our members.
后来她妹妹看到，哇，我姐姐信了耶稣，这么严重的糖尿病啊，竟然信了耶稣，祷告好了。
And her younger sister was very surprised that her sickness was healed when she came to believe in the Lord.
所以他开始来慕道。
Then she came to the church to listen to the words.
哎，信主。
And believe in the Lord.
有一次祷告的时候。
There was once when she prayed.
她被圣灵充满。
She was fulfilled by the Holy Spirit.
哎，神的灵感动她，一直捏鼻子。
So, the Holy Spirit inspired her to touch her nose.
她也莫名其妙，为什么我一祷告祷告，为什么一直在捏鼻子？
And she couldn't understand why she was pinching her nose when she was praying.
哎，结果回家之后。
And after she returned home.
啊，她洗澡的时候照镜子，哎，我本来扁扁塌塌的鼻子，竟然呐隆起来了。
And then she was very surprised to see herself after a prayer in the mirror, that she.Initially have quite a flat nose, but now this nose has protruded.
啊，圣灵帮我整容哎，帮我隆鼻哎。
And this Holy Spirit has carried out a plastic surgery for me, for my nose.
哎，我们的圣灵报啊，都有刊载他的见证。
And she has testified on one of our publications.
啊，确实啊，我们靠着基督的爱，靠着神的灵。啊，的帮助我们才能够行出神的意，活出神的形象出来。
It is true that it's only by the inspiration of Holy Spirit that we can live a life as a Christian.
我们明天再开始从第一这个进入啊十诫里面来谈。
So tomorrow we'll continue on with the right from the first commandment.
也让我们知道十诫跟我们的生活是脱离不了干系的。
So that we know that we are very closely related to the Ten Commandments.
并且让十诫进入我们的生活里面。
And then to allow Ten Commandments to enter into our everyday life.
哎，正如保罗所说，你们就是基督的信，也就是啊，基督，我们成为。基督的信让人从我们心上身上啊读出基督来。
So that will become like what Paul says, the faith of Christ. So that when people see us, we will live his faith.